Hello.
I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested the call?
Yeah, it's me.
Okay,
Billy
and I do
Wilson.
Need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance. How can I help you?
Okay. Well, I had recently filed a claim,
mm-hmm.
and because I got laid off at work. Anyways, I got called back for a week, and then I got laid off again. So anyways, when I done my weekly recertification, because I'd only done it for a couple of weeks, and then it said that when I done it last week, I guess the earnings, when I put the earnings in there, it said that, I guess that was the end of it. I don't remember the exact words, but I needed to reapply again.
Yeah.
Or that I could reapply again, so I wasn't really sure what to do with that situation.
Yeah, you need to reopen your claim, and we can do that over the phone today. And it's
okay.
Because, and you also missed a week, is that correct?
Yeah, I missed, which I got laid off on, like, the middle of November, and then I missed a week. I got called back and worked a week. Like a week and a half, and then I got laid off again. I've been off since I got laid off on December 2nd. I've been off ever since then. And they actually just laid a couple of more off, so it's it's looking a little worse, actually.
Right. Well, we can go ahead and reopen your claim. And what you're going to do is just beginning this Sunday, every Sunday, you're going to file a weekly certification.
Okay.
And if you miss a week, they will stop your claim and make you start all over, so you don't want to miss a week.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't miss doing it. You can do it Sunday through Thursday, is that right?
Sunday through Friday.
Okay.
But Sunday starts a new week. Most people do it on Sunday because it's just easier for them to remember.
Right. I think I did it Sunday one week, Monday the next, or something like that.
Right. That's fine.
Yeah.
And what's your Social Security number?
332-646-7-29.
All right, that's 332-646-7-29.
Yeah, that's right.
And first and last name?
Billy Wilson.
And your date of birth?
12-4-61.
What's your mother's maiden name?
Burnstill.
B-I-R-N-S-T-I-H-L.
That's right, yeah.
And your Alabama driver's license number?
49-63-542.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Have you ever worked under any other name?
No.
And you're a male, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve in the military for more than 180 days?
No.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
And if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, either direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card takes an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I think before I did like the card, I told her, you can just use it like to buy groceries or something, just like anything else, or?
There are different places you can use it. It'll provide you with a list. It does charge different fees, and it'll take longer to, for your deposit to be made if you choose the card.
Okay.
But if that's what you want to do, that's fine.
No, I guess I can do the direct deposit.
Okay.
I just did the card last time because I think she was telling me it didn't really one was as good as the other or something. I don't know. I never drawn employment before, so I didn't wasn't really sure
right.
what was the best way to do it.
Well, I mean, you know, you have your regular fees with your bank account, and you know what they are, and the benefits card just has extra fees that you'll pay.
Oh, do you know how much it is, or?
I have a disclaimer that I have to read to you for choosing the card, and it has that information on there. So you want me to go ahead and read it to you?
Yeah, sure.
Because I have to read it if you choose the card. You've indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. If you have a tan-colored Alabama Vantage card, that card is good until the valid through card date on the card, and payments will be made to your existing account. Otherwise, a card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we're required to disclose the following information regarding your new prepaid account. The Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica charges no monthly fee, no per-purchase fee, a $0 ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 out-of-network fee. There's no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There's no fee for live customer service calls and a 35-cent fee for automated customer service calls. There's a $1 inactivity fee that's charged after 12 months with no activity. Comerica Bank charges two other types of fees. They are card replacement fee, which is $4 for regular delivery and $19 for expedited delivery. An international transaction fee that's 2% of the transaction amount. Please note the customer. I'm sorry. Are you saying something?
Yeah, I was going to say. Man, that seems like a lot. Maybe I should just do the direct deposit. Is that okay?
You want it? Yeah, absolutely. It's entirely up to you.
That gets a lot of confusing. Yeah.
Okay, just a minute.
Now, I think I mentioned to that other lady, but I do. If you draw a pension, does that affect it also, or?
Are you drawing a pension?
Yeah, but it's from the state, right?
Okay. It does ask the question, but when we get to that part, we'll stop on that part, okay? Because it will ask you about a pension.
Okay.
I just don't remember by memory exactly what it says right now. Okay, direct deposit. Is this for your checking or savings account?
Checking.
And I need the routing number and the account number, please.
Okay, let's see. The routing number would be 06-220-1559.
Okay, I'm going to read that back to you. It's 062-201-559.
Right.
And the account number.
814-051-1950.
Okay, 814-051-1950.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
What's your mailing address?
3901 County Road 175, and that's Estill Fork. Give me a spell it, or
please.
Yeah, okay, Estillfork, Alabama, and it's 35745.
Okay. Is your home address the same as your mailing address?
Yes, ma'am.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No.
And what's a good telephone number for you?
256-503-1911.
Okay, 256-503-1911.
Great.
And I have your address as 3901 County Road 175 in Estill Fork, Alabama, 35745.
That's right.
And it's necessary to verify your identity when you're filing for unemployment benefits. So I'm going to ask you some randomly generated questions.
Okay.
Which of the following companies have you ever been associated with? Integrated System Solution Technologies, New Centier, Tug Valley Mine Supply, Yellow Freight, or none of the above?
Yellow Freight.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 12260 Lloyd Road, 206 YMCA Drive, 216 East Pritchard Avenue, 616 Park Avenue, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses?
The 206 YMCA Drive.
Okay. And which of the following professional licenses have you ever held? Diagnostic radiology, geriatrics, neurological surgery, pulmonary disease, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay, moving on. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
Did I have what now?
TRA certification. It's when the company you work for shuts down and relocates overseas.
Oh, no.
And have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes.
And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state in the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that's not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
For another employer that's, wait, say that again. No, I'm sorry.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer
No.
that's not military or federal government? Okay. Have
No.
you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve active duty?
Clarify that one where it said you asked me, did I receive or have I worked since I last filed? And I said
mm-hmm.
yes.
Mm-hmm.
That week I got called back. That counts, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It does.
Okay, I answered it right then. Okay, thank
because
you.
Because we're going to date your claim the last day that you worked from that. I think you said it was.
Yeah, I got my second layoff letter on December 2nd.
Okay, yeah, that's the date we're going to use.
Okay.
And so, okay, December 2nd was the last day that you worked.
Right. But then I did receive a paycheck on the 9th for that week, and then that's the last one I'll get. So, but I guess when I do the recertification, that's how it was before. They ask you that and you answer it, right?
Exactly. It gives you an
right.
opportunity to report anything that you've earned.
Since the second. Or
yes.
Been paid. Right. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Right.
And are you mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you work on commission or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
And are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
Not that I worked for in the last 18 months,
okay.
No.
Okay, yeah, that's the question. So the answer is no. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Are you a member of a union?
Yes.
And what is your union registration date? It should be on your union card.
Hang on a minute. I'm sorry. Let me go in here.
Okay.
The dog's barking. Make sure I can hear. Oh, sorry. Someone came to the door and the dog started barking.
That's okay.
Sorry. Okay, so what is the...
There's a date on your union card. It's a union registration date.
Oh.
If you don't have one.
I don't know. I don't even have my card. I can tell you the date. I mean, I started in it. I was in it years ago, and then I got in it again because I was out of it for several years. But, I mean,
okay.
I know the date I started on this job where I got laid off from. That was the job. Could you use that date, or would that?
No, that's fine. What
okay.
is your hiring hall number and name?
It's Teamsters Union, Local 402.
Okay. All righty. And what was your job title?
City or local pickup and delivery driver.
Okay. And are you looking for work in that same type of occupation?
Yes.
And who was your last employer?
Yellow Freight, but it's actually, we got our paychecks from Yellow Freight, but so I guess that's who it would be, but it was actually YRC, it was Holland, USF Holland, YRC.
Okay,
they were
yeah.
they were together. See, they're doing a merger and stuff, and it's like
mm-hmm.
back and forth. That's what brought about the layoff, this recent
right.
layoff.
Okay, I've got USF Holland here in my system, so.
Okay.
And what's a phone number for them?
256-353-8511.
Okay, 256-353-8511.
That's right.
And when did you start working there?
Do you want the part-time or the full-time date? They both were 2019. I started part-time August 19th, but I went full-time October 7th, a couple months later. So I guess it would be August 19th.
Yes.
Okay.
Is that 2019? Okay.
Yeah, I've been there a little over 3 years.
And what city did you work in?
Decatur.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
Vacation, sick, or holiday? No. Do I expect to get paid?
Yes. Or have you gotten paid?
No, I just got the one check last Friday for the week that I worked when I got laid off. But
okay.
That didn't have no holiday or no, but I think I do qualify. You said expect to pay. I think if you're laid off within 30 days of the holiday, you get paid for it. So I should get paid for Christmas.
Well, if you
but
do,
I,
just make sure that when you do your certification that you report
yeah.
it.
Okay.
And have you received a pension from this employer?
No.
The current employer? Okay.
No.
And why are you no longer working there?
I was laid off.
Layoff? Okay.
Yeah, it's like they're doing like a, I don't really know, reconstruction or merger or something like, and I guess the freight business is down slow.
Okay.
I don't know. I think they're just reconstructing things or whatever.
Yes, sir. And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
And if you will grab a pen and a piece of paper, I'm going to give you a temporary pin number.
Okay. And I know that'll be good for one time, right? And then you have to change it?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
All right, your temporary PIN number is 2961.
Okay. Now, can I use the same PIN number that I switched it to last time, or?
Yes.
Okay.
And hold on to your PIN because I have a couple more things for you to write down, and then we'll be finished, okay?
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you're going to log into this website and you'll need to write this down.
Okay.
This website is, the first part of this is all one word. It's Alabama Works, W-O-R-K-S.
Okay.
Dot Alabama, spelled out.
Okay.
Dot gov, G-O-V.
Okay.
And that's to update your online resume with the Alabama Career Center.
Okay. Now, do I, before the lady was telling me, since I'm a member of a union, did I just stay in contact with them?
That's exactly right. Some of this may not apply to you. I have to read it to you anyway, but just stay in good standing with your union.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll do that.
All right. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for active union members who submit proof of good standing with their union. Employees who are on a short-term layoff that we verify with their employer and claimants attending director-approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification by phone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the website you're going to go to, and you'll need to write this one down too, is www.labor.alabama.gov.
Okay. Yeah, I just did it with the phone number before. Is that okay to keep doing that?
Yes, sir. And if you choose to file via the telephone, then the number you're going to call every week is 800-752-7389.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday.
Okay.
And you're going to make your first certification by phone or internet this Sunday, which is December 18th.
Okay, let me write that down. Okay. All right, I got it.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, or if you have questions about the information, then you're going to call this number. It's 800-361-4524.
If I don't get a booklet. Okay. I got that.
And that completes your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am. I've been very helpful. I think I got it all.
Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. I hope you have a nice evening.
Okay, you too.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.